This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And we've got special guests in aplenty. I feel a bit outnumbered because there's three of them and only one of me. And I think we seem to be getting on okay. We've got a local band in who have been, award-winning just lately. So I know we've got three peeps in. We're going to introduce you all in a moment. But welcome. Now, it's 5 degrees north, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Now, so let's start over there, which the guy who I thought was going to be lead singer, but it's not.
Oh, I'm battle-less.
So go on, who are you and what do you do in the band?
I'm Michael Fuller. I play bass, I play a bit of synth, and I sing.
Is that a synthesizer?
Synthesizer, yeah. I've got a bass synth, yeah. Play that, make some cool sounds.
All right, okay. And you can move just a little bit closer to that microphone. Just a bit, just enough.
Okay.
And we've got a lead singer over there, is very much like Tony Hadley.
I'll take that.
Yeah, you've got a touch of the old Spandau's about you.
I like that. I think that's the biggest compliment I've ever had.
There you go. So who are you, sir?
I am Will Morrison. I am the lead guitarist and only guitarist and singer in the band. So I don't know why I said lead guitarist. So off to a smashing start.
Well, you did mention earlier on about a solo career, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I think I might do. If I get sick of these two, yeah. In the future.
And you're the guy who I thought was not going to be the drummer.
No, yeah.
Turns out you are.
I am.
All right, so who are you, sir?
So, my name is Louis Marshall, otherwise known as Linguini. I play drums in the band, do a bit of backing vocals, just got to bring the thunder down under.
Thunder down under. Mr. Linguini.
Yeah.
Go on, tell me why Linguini.
So, basically, in high school, some kid thought it'd be funny to call me Linguini because I looked like the guy out of Ratatouille. And I just kind of went, that sounds all right. I'll take that.
And you're okay with that?
I like it.
All right, good for you. Yeah. Good
for me.
Now, look, the reason why you're here is because you want to shout about what you've won recently. So who wants to tell us about what you've just won?
So we've just won a competition called White Noise, which we did not expect to win, that's for sure. Michael's very loudly opening the bottle.
Why don't you make some noise over there and interrupt your lead singer?
Unbelievable. And it was us and four other amazing bands and artists on the island performing and trying to compete for a slot on the Isle of Wight main stage, which in the years previous, it's been a Sunday morning. You open up the Sunday morning main stage. But this year, it's Saturday. So I think personally that is better. Yeah. I think it's cooler as well because obviously it's like stereophonics and stuff. It sort of fits our vibe better than Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Because we're a little bit different to Justin Timberlake.
Just a little bit.
But yeah, we were last on the night and we did four songs and there was a judging panel who chose who they thought were the best act of the night and we just somehow managed to win it.
Fantastic.
Very lucky.
And all joking aside, it's no mean feat to do that. They've been running this for a long, long time. Lots of decent acts that were taking part in not just this year's, but every year the standard gets higher. So well done on that. Congratulations.
You must be
really looking forward to the day. Just remind us of the day itself.
So June 21st, a Saturday of the Isle of Wight Festival. We are opening the main stage.
How long do you get?
So you get half an hour, and I'm not too sure on the exact time yet, but in
it's
previous years,
12,
it's been around 12, just half 12, just before that.
You'd just be getting up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Everyone would be like crawling onto the field, hungover. We'll be there just playing really loud.
Wake
and
them up with
music.
Some rock music.
Yeah.
So that brings us on nicely, the style of music. Go on, talk us through the style of music there.
Well, I think... We kind of started off as indie band, and we've definitely kind of evolved into like modern rock, and we like pushing towards a bit of metal, a bit of synth pop, but we are a rock band.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got a process of when you write the songs, you all work together on it.
Yeah. Louis, do you want to take it away? You haven't really said anything.
I would love to.
I can't even call him Mr. Linguini.
It's Linguini. Sorry.
That's more like it. So someone has an idea, and then we take that idea. We sit in a room for about 3 hours. We disagree a couple of times. We agree a couple of times. We come back. We go, this bit's rubbish. This bit's good. And then about 6 hours later, we have a song which we're happy with.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So when you say you're sat in a room, how hard is it to get a room that is so you can practice and try things?
Well,
and
we
so
go
on?
To Platform One. So it's easy just to book a rehearsal room. So we usually do it at Platform One. But if we're just eager for just like a space, just ourselves, we go for Studio 5A, now known as Mustard Studios in Norfolk Business Park.
they got a good little rehearsal spot there, which we've used.
There's normally an idea, though, like, you know, a riff or a melody.
Yeah, there's
which
always
someone
a,
writes
a
home.
Grounding.
Yeah, it's just it's such a fun but painful process because you want to get the song done. But
So how many songs have you actually written together then?
Too many.
Yeah, a lot. We've only released. Four? Is it four? Now I Know, My Town, Carvel Lane, Burn. Yeah, this is really bad. I should have come prepared. Yeah, we released four songs, but we've got probably enough for like actual songs, like an album and a bit now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not going to happen for a while. I don't think we'll release an album.
You're not going to have a problem filling half an hour, are you?
No, we've done sets which are like over an hour long, but that is using all our material basically.
Hey, look, we've done the introduction. We're going to come back. We're going to find out how the name came about. We're going to find out a little bit more about what you're going to be up to in the next. You can tell me, can't you?
No, I can. It's fine.
That's right. Because we had a kid in yesterday. We've told the story. He couldn't name his band.
No,
we're not going to name it now. But let's talk about this song into a break. Carvel Lane. Tell me about Carvel Lane.
So it was our sort of the first time we properly all collectively come together to write a song was Carvel Lane, and we all put in like the same amount of effort to it, and I think it is the best song that we've released so far. I think the next couple of tracks that we have in the works are going to be better, so stay tuned for those. But yeah, Carvel Lane, we wanted to do something a bit commercial, something a bit rock. It's sort of good time for radio as well, so we sort of just tried to get something which could be played everywhere.
All right then, so we've got Carvel Lane on the way after a quick word from our sponsor.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
Listen to Vectis Radio, and we've just played you a song called Burn. We're going to find out what that was all about in a minute. We are. And we've got in the studio, we've got the band, and they are a three-piece. There's no one else. We've got to say a big shout-out to Jake, is it?
Yes.
Jake, for organising this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. He does all the PR for us for free. He's a legend. Jake Curran, legend.
So we've got the gang in from now 5 degrees north. Just talk us through the name of the band.
I will hand this over to Lucas. He's the one who named
it. I came up with this band name.
Can you please call him Mr. Linguini?
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. Mr. Linguini.
I'll have to tell you off in a minute. So, we were in high school and we were like...
Do we have to sit down? This is going to be a long one.
No, yeah, sit down, relax, get a cup of tea.
All right, go on.
No, you'll feel good after this. So, we're sitting down, we're like, right, we've got a band, you need a band name. And everyone's like, band name? Michael says, what about the stereotypes?
I'm like,
I'm not being in a band called The Stereotypes. That's rubbish. So I was cool. I didn't want a name that was The Something.
I'm glad he wasn't the singer.
No. We don't want The Something. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, right, what's cool? And I used to go to UKSA as a kid, and they had the room or something, this random room called Something Degrees North or Something Degrees South. I don't know where that popped into my head, and I just went, well, about 5 degrees north. Just put it out there, and it's just been the name ever since.
I remember going, nah. When you first said it, I was like, no.
No.
I didn't really like it, to be fair.
We were going to change it.
Yeah.
We were going to change the name, yeah.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's been too long.
We stopped with it.
So 5 degrees north. Describe the music again. The
rock
style.
Music. Rock. Modern rock.
Yeah, there's a bit of prog in there, a bit of metal. Sort of elements of the modern genres of rock and stuff.
So. I definitely like the prog direction.
Yeah,
100%.
But it's not going to get you played in radio.
So influences, who's influenced you as artist? Let's start with you, first of all, the drummer. I mean, I'm more intrigued by the drummer, actually, because I've always wanted to play the drums myself.
Thank you.
I mean, who hasn't wanted to play the drums all their life? It's just like, it's just the coolest instrument, isn't it? So I was brought up with like jazz funk music and all that kind of very the classic, simple groove-based music. But then I got into like rock, so my first ever like proper big drum influence was John Bonham from the legendary Led Zeppelin. Mm. So I was like, that's sick. So I really got like fully invested. I've never been invested like that before. And then I got into a band called Korn, and their latest drummer, Mr. Ray Luzier, just inspired me. So I've just been inspired by everyone.
Right, okay. Basically. Thank you, Mr. Linguini.
You're very welcome.
Now we're going to talk to Tony Hadley. you don't sound as you look, if that makes sense.
No, I understand that. I have quite a high-pitched voice when I sing, and then, yeah, I look like me. Yeah. I mean, people can't see me right now, but I do
Tony
not
Hadley.
Look
like Tony Hadley, when he was 22.
I really hope that this is... I genuinely can't remember for the life of me what he looks like, so I hope this is a compliment. Yeah.
So your influences are?
My influences are... It started off... I used to like... When I was like 10, sort of like the dubstep music and the really, really cringy music like that. And then I got introduced to Guns N' Roses by my father when I was 12.
Right.
And that got me properly into music. I started playing the drums.
Watch yourself. He's the one that's after the solo career.
Exactly. After it all, I'm like...
How are you with drums and singing at the same time? Could you do that?
Oh, absolutely not. I can't drum anyway. So,
right. You're right.
And then my dad used to play guitar, and I didn't really think much of it, and then handed it over to me, taught me how to play a little bit, and then I just went with it. I just loved it. And I got more into sort of Zeppelin, AC/DC. I got really into AC/DC. I got really into Queen, all of the classic sort of rock bands. That is sort of my background with music. And then Louis introduced me to some like funk and soul and stuff. And Michael introduced me to a couple more modern bands like the Amazons, Royal Blood, bands like that. And I just got really into it. All of the sort of modern rock and funk and rock.
Excellent. So there's no dubstep.
Not anymore, no.
No influences there. What about you? It's Michael, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, come on, Michael. Oh, you've been very quiet
come on,
over there.
Wow. I don't talk much. This is...
Well, this is your
rare
opportunity.
This is a blessing. Thank you, guys. yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of R&B and soul at the moment, but, you know, I was raised listening to Royal Blood, Amazons, AC/DC, rock music. I mean, at the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Lady Gaga. I like a lot of pop. Yeah, but, you know, I also had that cringe phase when I was 9 listening to... video game parodies from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Had that. But, you know, now R&B, a lot of Lady Gaga at the moment.
So when you're live on stage, is it all your own stuff, or have you got a couple of covers up your sleeve as well?
It's like one of the things that we sort of said to each other when we started is that we don't want to be a cover band.
No.
So we sometimes integrate a little bit in, like a little bit of a cover into a song. Like we've got a song called Dark Horizons where we do War Pigs and...
T-Rex,
20th Century Boy.
Yeah, that's the one.
But we make it very us.
Yeah, we're not just blatantly covering the song. We're like doing a remix of it or like whacking it in as like a middle eight. We never go, right, here's a song, do a cover. That's the song. It's always like, here's our song. Oh my God, people are going to sing along to this cover for 30 seconds, straight back into our tune again.
That's
so all original.
I like the sound of that. So just tell us what's happening in the next couple of months. I know you're playing the festival, that's great, but you're also doing loads of other stuff. You're quite busy.
Yes, we have a lot going on. I like how Michael looked at me because I know that he doesn't know what's going
on. To be honest, his face said panic.
Yeah. I haven't got a clue. It's a good job that I wrote this down. So, on the 17th of May, we are playing Brighton Great Escape.
Yes, we are.
We are actually having my phone somewhere. Hold on. This is really unconventional.
I thought you said he wrote this down.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah, no.
I wrote this down. I'm looking at him. He's got no paper.
Yeah, on the Saturday, 17th of May, we are playing... it's for Smithereen Takeover, and we are playing at 12:30, so midday. Come on down. Have a good time if you're in Brighton.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think anyone listening will be in Brighton, but if you are, please come and watch us. And then after that, we have... it hasn't been announced yet, so I can't say it, but there is a show on the 22nd of May which we are going to be opening for a band that's playing.
And they're very cool.
They're very, very cool.
How
and we're
cool?
Very excited. Very cool.
Next level cool.
Yeah. Like
big.
They've
big.
Just come off a tour of America cool.
Like right. Almost as good as me cool.
Any local any local connection cool or?
No, they're Scottish. They're like a big band at the moment. And then the 29th of May.
It's not the Proclaimers, is it?
No.
I wish. I wish.
Asked
that would make my
no.
day. And then the 29th of May, we're at Heartbreakers in Southampton, opening for a band called
Pale Waves.
Pale Waves, Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome.
And we're doing it with The Optimists and a couple other bands and stuff like that.
So they've been in here as well in the last few years, and didn't they do similarly to what you did? They won an event.
Yeah,
how has their progress been since they, you know, moved on from, you know, being at the festival and so on? Have you looked at their career and thought, yeah, we need to sort of mirror that, follow it, or do something completely different?
They play a lot of mainland
gigs. Yeah, they do a good lot of the things that we want to eventually do. But they've got quite a few years on us now, so they are a lot more experienced than we are. So we just try, and any time that we can, if we get to play with them, it's great, because you've got an experienced band who are great. They do some great songs, and they're great performers as well.
So just lovely guys as well.
Yeah, they're great people, and it's nice to have a chat with them and play alongside them and stuff. So yeah,
excellent.
Looking forward to it. It'll be good.
Three level-headed chaps. It's great to spend some time with you, and good luck with your career. I think it's got off to a great start, hasn't it? And I really hope it goes really well at the festival, because that is like a massive stage for you.
Yeah.
And let's hope it goes from strength to strength. We should mention Platform One, shouldn't we?
Yes.
We should. 100%. Shout out Platform One.
We owe a lot to Platform One.
We do.
Obviously, we've won the White Noise competition, and Platform One. People from Platform One, it's an association with Platform One, they all set it up, the whole event. And it is just, if it wasn't for Platform One, then yeah, we wouldn't have any of the opportunities. We played the festival last year, we were really lucky to do it, because we were in the White Noise finals last year as well, and you get a slot at the Platform One stage. So we played it last year, it was amazing, such a good experience. And I believe we're doing it this year. I don't know if I'm allowed to announce the times yet or the days, because they haven't put out a lineup.
Not confirming or denying.
No, but on the Saturday... Yeah, so opening the main stage, these are the things that I can say. Opening the main stage, and then on the Sunday, we are playing Kashmir Cafe from 9:55 to
10:35.
So
my bad.
If you don't like Justin Timberlake, you can come watch us.
Yeah, you can come watch a better band.
Come watch the best band.
So look, we can't go without mentioning Burn and what it's about.
Yes. So Burn is the most recent single that we've released, and I said that I don't know if I can talk about this because it's on radio, but I'll give it a shot. It's about drugs.
Whoa!
Really?
Ooh.
You know, it's not about fire?
No.
Shock, horror.
I know.
Criminal.
It is all of our song names basically have no relation to what the meaning is.
And look, we played before the break, we played Carvel Lane, which obviously is a, you know, well-known spot in Cowes.
Yeah,
do you want to elaborate on that or not?
Yeah, I can do. The story of it is pretty... I wouldn't say it's like an insane story.
No.
But it's got a bit of a backstory to it. So, we were sat in my room writing the song, and we had all the parts done for it. Sorry, pardon me. And then we were like, okay, we need a hook. We need something for the chorus.
Yeah.
So... I was like, what are we going to do? I thought Abbey Road immediately in my head, because that's just like the go-to for like a place name or something cool like that. And I thought, what could be our Abbey Road? So I went onto my phone, went onto the bus app, and the first thing that popped up was Carvel Lane bus stop. And I just thought, Carvel Lane, it's got like such a ring to it. And no one's going to know what it means. Everyone's just be like, oh, it's Carvel Lane.
Yeah, literally.
Now everyone knows it's a bus stop.
What?
But yeah, there's not really like... necessarily a story related to it. It's just sort of, we've now got that as our little, like, that's like the 5 degrees north spot now.
Yeah.
It's Carvel Lane. Like, we've had people take pictures of it.
It's a little joke now, but it's nice.
Yeah.
Earlier on, you said something about there's a murder happened down there, but...
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
It's sort of a murder mystery, sort of like a dysfunctional relationship type of thing. And it's just centred around that area. For no particular reason, just because that's where I decided. It could have been in Newport.
It's
probably more likely
cool.
to be in Newport,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, it's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who said that? It's more likely to be in Newport. How dare you? How dare you?
Cows for life.
Hey, look, it's honestly, it's great to spend some time with you. I wish you all the very best with your future. And I know you're just sort of starting out, and I know that you're... We had a conversation earlier on. It's not like, you know, full on, this is what we want to be. We want to be rock stars. You're going to university next, and next step you're going to stay together, and you're going to hopefully grow together and so on. I think you're doing that right. So good luck with that. We're going to play out with a song, Now I Know. Now, you told me not to play it, but I can play it.
If you want
to. Yeah, I mean, you might as well. This was just a bit of a context. The first song that we'd ever released, and it's not great, but It's a bit cool.
Some people like it.
Some people, yeah, to be
fair.
You like
a bit of Soundgarden, you like a bit of grunge.
When we won White Noise, that's what everyone wanted us to play. Right. Now I know. So, because you play one more song.
Now I know.
When you've won, you go back on and play one more song.
It's 5.5 minutes long. That's a long old track, isn't it?
I'd like to say it's our Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's just not. It's really not.
Okay, so with 5 degrees north, the Bohemian Rhapsody of the island, Now I Know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.
Good luck. Hopefully you come back again soon. Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, so do you want to introduce this song, Michael? Because you haven't done much yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to bring your expectations low, so hopefully we surprise you. So, yeah, this is Now I Know, guys.
We're really good at promoting.
Put the tunes on.